It talked about faith. If you look at our passage today, we see it's by faith that everything is done. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Now we're just going to read the first 16 verses. The entire chapter is on faith and probably should have been done in one chunk, but it was just too much to do all at once. But Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger living in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him in the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder was God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that there were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of faith. Now, Lord, we come before you this morning and we seek your instruction on faith. From your word, Lord, that you would open it up to our hearts and our minds. That you would give us supernatural understanding. Lord, that as I speak, you would lead and guide me, anoint me, and empower me. That my words would not be mine, but yours. And that they would reach out and touch each person who hears this message. This message of faith. Lord, might they come to have faith. Now, Lord, be with us, guide us and direct. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. All tangled up. Certain of what we hope for? Or, I knew I was going to mess that up. Sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's about being sure of what our hope is and certain of what we don't see. See, we don't see a lot of things, but we know what's happening or what goes on. This passage gives us examples. One example I can show you of faith is the shirt. Remember it from last week? This is one where the stain of sin was all over it. The grape juice. And the spot remover. The blood of Christ washed away the sin. Here, stain was washed away by the spot remover. I knew it would take it out. I was perfectly willing to allow that grape juice on there because I knew it would come out. And that the shirt wouldn't be ruined. I had faith. Now, it's not an evil or bad thing to have faith in things that will work and do things. But we need to remember that for salvation, for our hope in eternity, there's only one place to have faith. And that's Jesus Christ. Charles Schultz probably has the best ongoing illustration, even after his passing, of how faith in an inappropriate thing is silly. We have Linus every year who says the sincere, believes that if you're sincere in your faith, that's all that counts. And just the level of sincerity. And he sincerely has faith that the great pumpkin is going to come and bring toys and presents and gifts to all the kids. And every year the great pumpkin doesn't come. Because his pumpkin patch isn't cleaned up enough, isn't perfect enough, whatever reason, it doesn't rise up from his pumpkin patch. But it's kind of an analogy for our lives. We kind of think that if we clean ourselves up, or whatever, that will get salvation. No, that doesn't do it. Salvation has to be only in one thing that will remove the stain of sin. And that's the blood of Jesus. Found a nice picture to put on our cover. Phyllis, you know, quite often asked me to approve a picture or something for the bulletin. And she looked through the books that we have. We've got a couple of books that have different bulletin covers. And she said, you know, if anyone had anything about faith, is this one. And she showed it to me. She wasn't real excited about it. And I looked at it. I wasn't excited about it either. I didn't like it. Not that it was a bad cover, but I just didn't go with what we were doing today. So I sat down and I looked online and I found this. And it's just faith, a journey to the cross. It's so well. It's so perfect. That's about what Phyllis said. And it is indeed what our faith is about and where our faith is to be put. Our faith needs to be put in that which is true and righteous. Now, we have examples, which I've read here. And I didn't read the whole list because I didn't read all of chapter 11. And even that tells us that we don't list everybody. Of people in the past who have been faithful. And what happened with that faith, the results of that faith, the impact of it. Faith is not without impact. It impacts. It brings a result. We have faith in that which we do not see, certain of what we don't see and sure of what we hope for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. We take it on faith that God created the universe. And he did it out of nothing. There wasn't anything there before He created it. He didn't go down to the supply store and get some stuff and create something. You know, this is how we make something. If I want to build something or make something, I go to Menards and I buy some stuff in order to make something. If that's not the way God did it, He spoke and it was. We take this by faith. We have the testimony of Abel, whose sacrifice was considered righteous and good. And even though he's dead, he still speaks. His faith is still a testimony thousands of years later. He was faithful. And that faith still speaks. So our faith speaks. Our faith leads to righteousness. We have Enoch, who was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. See, so we see that faith is necessary to pleasing God. How do we make God happy? Faith. You want to please God? Believe in Him. The things that are unseen, what are they? Well, my salvation isn't seen. I mean, my future in heaven is what it's hoped for. But it's unseen yet. That inheritance, I haven't seen the kingdom of heaven. But I hope in Him. See, if I want to please God, all I need, really, and truly, is to have faith in Him. Have faith in the work that Jesus did on the cross for my salvation. I don't have to do other stuff to make God happy. Or I should say, that is the start from which anything I do that will please God. See, if I do stuff, but it doesn't come from faith, that's not going to make God happy. It's not coming from faith in God. It's coming from self. That doesn't please God. So we need to have faith in God and please Him. As I said, faith leads to our righteousness. For Noah was warned about things not yet seen. In holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world. Noah is the single largest mass murderer. It just says right there, it was Noah's actions which caused the death of the world. By his faith, he condemned the world. All mankind, except for Noah and his family, died in that flood. Yet, he's declared righteous because God saw his obedience. See, his actions came out of faith. And the condemnation was God's condemnation of judgment. Noah was just the tool. But the righteousness came by faith. Faith leads to understanding. Abraham is called to go. They would later receive his inheritance, and he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. See, because he went on that faith journey, he came to an understanding of where he was going. And he came to know God. Faith leads to the understanding, leads to the inheritance. It was through faith that the inheritance came, the promise of children to Abraham and Sarah. It was through faith that they looked forward. Instead of living for the moment and living for today, they lived today for the future. Do you understand the difference there? Abraham didn't live for today, but he lived today for the future. He lived each day knowing that this is the way to the promise that God had given him. The inheritance of a land for his people, the being a blessing to the entire world. All of this, the promise of Abraham. Abraham lived so that this forward thing could occur. I do that, or did that, with my kids as they were growing up. Tried to, still try to do that myself today. You don't spend all your money right now. You got this happening tomorrow. You got to pay that bill. Or, we're going to the fair, and here's $20, but it's going to last you all day. Now you can take it all and you can spend $20 all at the shooting gallery just before you can snap your finger and have that money gone. Or you can say, okay, I can spend this much here and this much there. Do that. Now you're thinking, it's the future. Our society today teaches, just right now is all that matters. And that's not true. The moment of right now is important because this moment of now is what the future is built upon. But if all I'm trying to do is just make myself comfortable or happy right now, that means I like my situation. If that was all I ever did, I would never have been a pastor. Going back to college wasn't really what I wanted to do. Driving an hour and a half each way to school for the first 2 years and then 5 hours and 15 minutes each way for the second 2 years, that wasn't what I wanted to do. But I wanted what would come through it. Do you want to spend eternity with God? Live today looking forward at that eternity instead of just looking at today saying, hey, whatever makes me happy today. That's how we end up eating, drinking, watching TV our lives away. Faith enables. It gives us the ability to do that which we wouldn't otherwise be able to do. Okay? 99-year-old men do not get 90-year-old women pregnant every day. Faith enabled this to occur. It says so right there in Scripture. Abraham's faith. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself barren, was enabled to become a father. Faith enables even that which is impossible. Faith gives us a longing for a better country. Now, country here is a metaphor for the kingdom of God. This isn't about saying, not that we shouldn't long for a better country for ourselves, for our own country, that it would be a better place. But instead, this is of the mindset that we're not citizens really of the United States, but we're citizens of the kingdom of God. And my focus isn't upon where I've come from, which was the U.S., but instead it's upon where I'm going, where I'm traveling to. Quite often today we make issue or have issue with people who have come to the U.S. and they want to bring their old country with them. We say, well, you're not there anymore, you're here. Become part of who this is. Now, in some circles, that's not a very politically correct statement to make nowadays. But this is exactly the statement that we're at with God in heaven. We're not to try to live in our country of sin when we're seeking to live in the country of salvation. In other words, live as one saved instead of living as a sinner. There's a difference. You know, if you're saved, you were a sinner, and you still might sin, but that's not your identity. Your identity is that of being saved. Longing for a better country, a better place. Faith leads to God's provision. God does provide. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice, who had received the promises about to be sacrificed one of the only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. God provided. He provided the ram, the sacrifice. He provided life for Isaac. Faith leads to God not being ashamed to call us, being called our God. Okay, if we are faithful in Him, He's not ashamed to be known as our God. That's all it takes. Faith. You want to be known as a child of God? You want to be one who pleases God? You want to be one of whom God is not ashamed of? You can have faith. And here's the thing. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift of God. It's there for you. You don't have to work it up on your own. You don't have to manufacture it. You don't have to go find it. God will give it to you if you ask. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for faith, which you give freely. Lord, help us to receive faith. And Lord, if we don't have enough faith, Lord, might we pray and ask for more, that our faith might be bountiful and strong, that we can live in these blessings that come through faith, that we can be the blessing that comes through being a person of faith. Lord, that we can please You through possessing faith. And Lord, that we can be people of whom You are not ashamed to be known as their God, because we have faith. Might You indeed be the object of our faith and no one else. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.